Shows off the high range of the clarinet and also the dynamic contrast that is used in the majority of his pieces, really shows off the range of the instrument.
Okay, how has what you've listened to, your preparatory listening, influenced your recital?
Well, originally on Arabesque it says it should be 66 beats per minute.
Yeah.
However, I listened to a majority of the recordings and it was a lot quicker than this. And so in my performance I played it quite a bit quicker than 66.
Okay, and how do you feel that they're, how do you feel you cope with that? Is that challenging to play it faster? Do you feel that takes away from the mood of the piece? What benefit is it to play it faster?
I think if you play it at the original tempo, it's almost too slow to appreciate what's going on, but you don't want to therefore go too far and play it too quickly and sacrifice some of the accuracies of the piece. So I think you just need to find an in-between.
Okay. You've listened to the Diversions, which is a very challenging piece, and mm-hmm. played very well. How has listening to that recording helped you with that performance?
The thing about that piece is that there's so many changes of tempo that you really need to understand the piece before you play it. That's why you have to have a good relationship with the pianist as well, because there's so many times and changes.
So what challenges have you had then in learning that piece?
It's obviously, one part of it is the notes, but probably the most challenging part was going through it as the pianist, making sure we're on the same page throughout the whole piece. Because if one person goes at one time, the other person goes another time, we'll just.
And how during the performance do you cope with that, working with the pianist to make sure in the right sound to you? Do you lead it? Do she lead you? How does that work?
in certain sections I've got to give a downbeat on my clarinet just to show what tempo we're going. We have to maintain contact, eye contact, just make sure I'm on the same page.
Oh, excellent. I thought your recital was very good. Ironically, the Pagarino is the weakest one.
Yeah.
You knew that. But I think so that had you not sort of stuffed a few bits in that up, that would have meant a bit of a high mark. But overall, I think you're well on the right lines. I think you've done well. That's really challenging. I like the way you're directing, Barbara. I like the way you're getting... You're the person who strikes me with dynamic contrast is the best throughout what I've heard today. And I think you need to get that Pagarino correct. We need to give you more rehearsal.
It's just a stamina.
I'm going to try and give you an hour. I wonder if we just give you every Friday lunchtime and you do that and get that sorted. Won't be next week.
Mm-hmm.
But you get time on Thursday next week. But I think yours is really good. I think you've just got to get that last piece sorted.
Because
you really well in the diversion, and it's a really challenging piece of that, and you're carrying it across. Keep listening to recordings, though, because it's now about showing it off. And you can't, by any stretch of the imagination, know that off by heart, but try and know it so that you're not relying on the music. It's just about listening to it. And sort that one out, because it's compared to the diversions, that's a lot easier.
Yeah.
But I think probably because it was a bit of you got through that, and it just went a little bit there. But well done. It's got to keep going with it now.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased. So
thank you.
Well done. Yeah, really good.